Why I'm not a Catholic? Because my faith is Catholic, not Roman. That's another big claim and a big topic. The Roman Catholic Church, Roman Catholicism, combines and claims to be both Roman and Catholic. And by Catholic, it means, or claims to mean, to represent the Catholic complete, full teaching, and to embody the Catholic historical global church. The truth is that it is more Roman than biblically Catholic. Roman Catholicism is the combination between these two poles, these two identities, the Roman and the Catholic. And here I put the cover of an interesting book that came out 7 years ago by two authors, Kenneth Collins and Jerry Walls, Roman but not Catholic. What remains at stake 500 years after the Reformation? The claim of the book, the point of the book, is exactly that Roman Catholicism is more Roman than Catholic. What do I mean by that? Roman Catholic, Roman Catholic. Why is the Roman Catholic Church Roman? Because Rome has always had a central role in shaping Roman Catholic identity and practices. The city of Rome, the imperial Rome, the Roman Empire, the Roman structure, Roman laws, the Roman culture has always been so impactful on Roman Catholicism that Roman Catholicism has retained this Roman identity into its own core denomination. And especially, this is true as far as the imperial and centralizing paradigm that is so key to the self-understanding of the Roman Catholic Church. Basically, the Roman Catholic Church is the child of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire being structured around a triangular form of government, at the top having the empire, and then the free man, and then the slaves. The Catholic Church taking this model and translating it into religious life and forging, shaping the church accordingly. So instead of the emperor, you had the pope. Instead of the free man, you had the priests. Instead of the slaves, you had the laity, the lay people, those who would depend on the priests to have access to God's grace, and all of the whole structure being dependent on a hierarchical power centered on the Pope. That is what Roman means in the definition of Roman Catholicism as such. And then there is the addition of Roman Catholicism. Catholic is also included in the self-understanding of the Catholic Church. Catholic means universal, global, but in the Roman Catholic sense, Catholic means embracing and absorbing, including. And we have already seen several instances in which this Catholic principle was at work in Catholic history, when it embraced Greco-Hellenistic religious mindset, when it embraced prayers and devotions that ultimately led the church astray, when it embraced doctrines, beliefs, practices that were not founded in the Bible, and yet they became of paramount importance for the life of the church. That is the Catholic principle at work, the embracing, absorbing willingness that is so central to the Catholic Church. And this Catholic project is always in combination with the Roman structure. So it is the Catholic absorption within the Roman structure. The two elements being in an ongoing tension. Catholic Church is not only Roman, and it's not only Catholic, it is Roman Catholic at the same time. It is both hierarchical, institutional, top-down, pyramidical, Roman structure, and at the same time, it is Catholic wanting to absorb, wanting to include, wanting to be all, wanting to extend to all. Roman Catholicism is the resulting synthesis of the ongoing tension between the two. Sometimes it is the Roman element that is more visible, prevalent, observable. Other times it is the Catholic element that takes precedence. For many centuries, it was the Roman pole, the Roman aspect that has been of primary importance. When popes wanted to affirm their power, political power, wanting to conquer territories, wanting to extend, stretch their power over nations, over kingdoms, that was the Roman aspect of Roman Catholicism at work. From the Second Vatican Council onwards, that is from 1962, 1965, Vatican II onwards, it is the Catholic aspect of Roman Catholicism that is more prevalent. This all-inclusive, all-embracive strategy, wanting to call brothers and sisters every human being. We're all brothers. We pray to the same God. We're all circling around God's grace. We're all brothers. That is the language of Pope Francis. So Roman Catholicism is not a static reality and is not a rigid reality. It is rather an ongoing tension between the two. It is neither only Roman nor only Catholic. It is Roman Catholic in a state of tension. And it is evident that Pope Francis has increased the Catholicity of the system, the Catholicity of the Catholic Church, as to expand the Catholicity, the embracement of the Church to non-Catholic Christians, non-Christians, gay people, agnostic people, even atheistic people. Everyone is included in that Catholic platform. Now, it doesn't mean that Catholic insistence will lead the Catholic Church to become yet another liberal church with no boundaries, because the Catholic Church is Catholic, but at the same time is Roman. Now it is the Catholicity that is more prevalent, visible, but the Roman aspect is always in the background and is never lost. The tension now, the balance is now, moves towards the Catholic side and less toward the Roman side, but Catholicism has been able to maintain the tension for centuries. So that's the reality of Catholicism, a very bold statement regarding the Catholicity of the evangelical faith. The Catholicity of the evangelical faith is a much better, sounder, healthier form of Catholicity. The evangelical faith is biblically grounded, and that is what makes it Catholic, universal, because it is biblical. It is historically attested, and that's what makes it Catholic, because we are not a new religious movement that has been generated over the last century or over the past decades. We belong to the historical church that makes us Catholic in the sense of being part of this historical flow of the people of God. We are also Catholic because we are open to renewal and reformation by God's Word and the Spirit. Unlike the Roman Catholic system that is unreformable because of its straitjacket formed by its dogmatic commitments that are unchangeable, are not based on Scripture, and yet they are also unchangeable. The evangelical faith is open to renewal. We stand on the shoulders of our forefathers and foremothers, but we're always submitted to God's Word as our ultimate standard. That's what makes us Catholic. That is biblical believers, Bible believers. And we're also a global family of believers. We belong to a universal church that includes peoples of all nations and languages and tribes. Of course, we are committed to our local churches, to our denominations, to our groups, but not in an exclusive way, in the sense of only our little or big church is considered to be the church, the only church. We are part of a big evangelical family, global family, that has historical roots, always under God's Word and leading of the Spirit, but also is part of a global family. That is true Catholicity. I'm not a Roman Catholic because I consider Roman Catholicism a too provincial account of Christianity. Too Roman to be Catholic. Too much Roman to be biblically Catholic. I'm not a Roman Catholic because I'm not committed to a city as a definer of my faith. I want my faith to be defined by the Word of God. And I belong to the people of God that has historical and local contexts, but at the same time has a universal breath.